If one has to find, I suppose, key moments which changed or which defined how I was going to spend years of my life, I think it would be a challenge that Bill Ainslie threw out to me when I was a student at his art school, when he remarked that someone had said to him that it was interesting that in South Africa, that would have been then in the early 1970s, only black artists knew how to deal with the human figure, and that white artists were all doing abstract or very removed work. And the challenge he gave us as students at the school was to spend some weeks doing figurative work. But allied to that challenge was the experience I'd had of watching Dumile working with charcoal on a large scale, also in Bill Ainslie's studios, sometime earlier in the mid-1960s, still a child. And the extraordinary power that these early Dumile drawings had, I mean, far beyond anything he did when he left South Africa, stayed with me and in a way still haunts me and makes me understand that it is possible to generate extraordinary images with this very primitive material, sheet of paper and a piece of charcoal. Obviously, particularly growing up in South Africa where there was such a strong political presence of the world around, the artists who had dealt with that, whether it's the Russian revolutionary artists or the Neue Sachlichkeit artists in Germany or the German expressionists, were the people that I looked at a great deal. And although there were artists like Matisse, whose work I completely loved, their way of dealing with the world, their detachment from the political and the immediate, just did not seem possible for me. It's not a prescription, it was simply a description. It would not have been possible for me to work in that way, and it's something I regret. Working with the large cut-out and torn sheets of paper was, in a sense, trying to find some common ground back towards people who worked, as I described it, with art in a state of grace, in a world removed from the pressure of having to bring the world into the works being made. If I had to choose one or two artists whose work both I love, but more than that, whose work I suppose I tried to emulate in trying to find out how they had made the work, what was their relationship to the world they were drawing, then certainly people obviously like Goya and George Grosz, and particularly Max Beckmann, come to the front. But I think one's constructed by much more than the two or three obvious artists, but by odd details of different people, by seeing small detail in a Chardin painting, by looking at the way that Watteau uses figures in a landscape, by seeing the way that Tiepolo can paint a huge blue sky. And it's constructed out of a range of things one has seen, and obviously not just of other painters, but very much other photographers. So there's as much a homage to Rodchenko as there is to Beckmann in work that I would do. The images of films like Man with the Movie Camera by Vertov is as much part of my construction as someone who spends his life making drawings as the drawings of George Grosz. You know, it would be very difficult to unpack exactly which are the significant moments of seeing or hearing or reading things which account for different foibles or ways I work in the world, but there's no doubt that I and other people obviously are all constructed by a constellation of different things read or seen or heard or observed.